This is your mic check. Can you let me know? Just type on the screen, Sister Layla. Please, everybody else, let your fingers relax and let her type. All right, we're going to take off from here. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu rasulullah. You're listening to Islam Tomorrow. We're broadcasting live all the way from the snowbound mountain of Northern Virginia near Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Yusuf Estes, and for the next few minutes, we're going to be talking about Jesus and Islam. Peace and blessings be upon him. I'm a former Christian myself. I've spent some time in the pulpit and have been a music minister and preacher of Christianity before entering into Islam, so I have some background in that as well. I'd like to now, though, share with you a little bit of the perspective of Jesus in Christianity so that we can make a comparative analogy between that and the Jesus of Islam, and then we can decide for ourselves, in fact, is this the same person? Is this the same Jesus? And one of the things I would like to do is to remind all of us that we have a large group of people call themselves Christians in the world today, and a large group of people call themselves Muslims. In fact, they're the two largest religions on the earth that we're aware of, and in addition to that, they have a lot of common ground. Unfortunately, there are some differences that are quite disheartening at times. So this is perhaps a good time and a good chance for us to discuss this subject of Jesus in Islam. The Jesus of Christianity, by the way, for most of the denominations that I visited with, interviewed and recorded their leaders. So I'm talking about what leaders say about Jesus. And this would be the priests, the preachers, reverends, ministers, and elders of the various denominations have assured me that in every case they say that Jesus is a miracle birth and he is a special person to Christianity. And likewise, in Islam, we're going to say something similar. But for the majority of the Christians, they say that Jesus is the Son of God. Now, how they describe that, though, will depend on their particular denomination, whereas some will say that this sonship is a particular type of a label or a way to understand how Jesus is. Others will say, no, this is the actual biological Son of God and that this is a physical Son of God. And then we have also some who say that this is something that cannot really be understood, but rather that this is something that you would just have to understand in the spirit and you don't have to ask, whatever that means. But you just take it on faith and you just accept it, and this is a matter of faith. So we have different opinions on this subject. I've also heard, and this is not a common notion, but I've also heard from some of the Unitarians that in fact that Jesus is something special to God, but in fact he's not actually his son, that this means something entirely different, but we don't need to go there. Now the next thing we'll say is, what is the role of the Jesus of Christianity? The role of the Jesus of Christianity is immediately something to do with salvation. This is almost always the case, that Jesus is there for salvation, and this is where they have to begin. They will briefly mention some things such as his miracle birth, perhaps the miracles that he did, mentioning something about he fulfills prophecy, but always the important subject is the salvation of Jesus Christ. Without this Jesus of salvation, there really is not much to talk about in many of the various denominations of Christianity. And so we see that this becomes a focal point. This is a key, and this is perhaps why there is such an opposition to the Jesus of Islam, which we will see in just a few minutes. Before I leave the subject of the Jesus of Christianity, I would like to mention that there is a difference today in what we hear in this 21st century of the Christian calendar. There is a difference between this Jesus than the Jesus that I heard a lot about in the 1940s and the 1950s, because the Jesus that we heard about in those days was Son of God, as a part of a Trinity, but I very, in fact, I never heard until the 1960s did I ever hear anybody try to associate Jesus as being the actual Lord himself or being God. I've heard many people say Jesus was the Lord, but they said that doesn't mean that he's the God. But now we're hearing people say outright that he is God. Now, we don't need to criticize the text or what the meaning of it of the Bible. We don't need to explain how it comes in the English language and the sonship and how it's understood. Because this is the job for the Christian scholars, and they are able to do that. There are a number of books for those who are interested in learning the opinions of various scholars. You have F.F. Bruce, you have Jimmy Swigert, you have a number of scholars of the Bible who have their opinions and where they get that from. I would like to just mention that I have studied many of them, and I came to the conclusion that they do not agree, and that's an important factor for me. Now, I would like to move now to the subject of the Jesus of Islam. And we use the word Jesus because we feel it's the same person who came about 2,000 years ago. He was a miracle birth. He had no father, no earthly father, certainly. And his mother's name is Miriam. And he was born in the area of Jerusalem. And so, for us, this it seems very similar to one which is mentioned in the Bible. Additionally, in our text, in our Quran, we are told he is the same, in fact, he's the same person, the same prophet of the Bible, called, but his name is Isa. Now, this is a bone of contention for some of those who would like to explain away that the Jesus of Islam is, in fact, not the same one of Christianity. And they begin by mentioning that Ahmadinejad is way off his point when he tries to say that the Isa of the Quran is the Jesus of Christianity. And I think the reason they pick on Ahmadinejad is because of some of the minor mistakes that he made, and this is only fair because, after all, he never was a Christian. He would not be able to relate to them exactly in their venue and in their train of thought. And I feel that that's probably where he made some of his minor errors. And of course, they want to make a big thing from this, and it's their right, they can do so. I would like now to talk about who is the Jesus of Islam. As a prophet of God in Islam, we understand that all of the prophets were united in what they believed. They were all united on who they represented. Which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they all were in unity on the oneness of God and the belief that they had that God is one, that he has no partners. All of them preached the commandments, which, of course, the first and most important of all commandments is to the Muslims, mentioned in our book, and also mentioned in the Torah, the book of the Jews, that there is only one God, and he is one, and he is to be worshipped as such.
We lost the sound, Sheikh Youssef.
It says in the Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. And the word Ahad that we're referring to here, to say he is Allah, he is Ahad. And that's unique. He's so unique that in fact there is none like unto him anywhere throughout creation. So we're going to say immediately that God is not like anything in his creation, and therefore he cannot be worshipped as such. And another point that we would make on this subject is that there are a number of references in the Quran to clearly establish that not only Jesus is not God,
okay, lost the sound again. Okay, no sound, Sheikh Youssef. He got disconnected. Man, you know what? His sound was perfect, too. Excellent. Perfect because he's using a better connection. Now, this is his computer. It's got him disconnecting. Yeah, the sound is clear because he's using Juno, which is better than America Online. But now, this is his computer that's got him disconnecting. SubhanAllah. Okay, just be patient, guys. Inshallah, he'll be right back. Just bear with us. All other classes are canceled for his class, so don't worry. We have the whole evening with him, so don't worry. Let him know, Brother Zeeshan, that his sound is excellent. If he's using Juno, tell him the sound is perfect. The problem now is whatever he needs to do on his computer to keep his computer together. Yeah, you can see if he's using Juno, his sound is beautiful. It's gonna be a perfect good tape once I put it on the website. It's gonna be in more than one part because, in fact, it's recording me. I'm getting ready to stop this recording. This will be part one, and when Sheikh Youssef comes back, will be part two. This is Islam Today Live from the El Quran Wasuna, Islamic Voice Chat site of learning with Sheikh Youssef Estes. Inshallah.